Tara means rescuer. She is so called because she rescues us from the eight outer fears, the fears of lions, elephants, fire, snakes, thieves, water, bondage, evil spirits, and from the eight inner fears, the fears of pride, ignorance, anger, jealousy, wrong views, attachment, miserliness, and deluded doubts. Temporarily, Tara saves us from the dangers of rebirth in the three lower realms. And ultimately, she saves us from the dangers of samsara and solitary peace. If we rely upon Mother Tara sincerely with strong faith, she will protect us from all obstacles and fulfill all our wishes. Since she is a wisdom Buddha, and since she is a manifestation of the completely purified wind element, Tara is able to help us very quickly. If we recite the 21 verses of praise, we shall receive inconceivable benefits. These praises are very powerful because they are sutra, the actual words of Buddha. It is good to recite them as often as we can. So Tara is able to help us very quickly if we rely upon her through, for example, reciting these praises and requests to the 21 Taras. We will receive inconceivable benefits. But we should not rely upon Tara just for our own protection from fears and dangers. You know, we should also rely upon Tara and pray to her in order to help others. So for example, when we see in the world places that are afflicted by war or violence or civil unrest, or maybe someplace there are natural disasters, then we can engage in prayers to Aryatara, requesting her to bless and help the people of that area, to pacify their obstacles, and to free them from pain, worry, fear, danger, like this. We pray. Also, we all know people who are sick and dying, maybe friends or relatives or people at work. Or maybe we know people who are experiencing great physical pain or who are going into surgery, or some people who are in distress, mentally worried, upset, or depressed. Then we can pray to Mother Tara, please bestow your blessings and remove their suffering. We can recite her mantra for them, pray for them to be released from their problems and pain. Therefore, we should use our connection that we have with Aryatara to benefit others, not just ourselves, to benefit others. In fact, we know when Venerable Geshe-la was recently asked, what is the best way for us to help the people of the world at this time, you know, during, for example, this pandemic and so forth. And he replied that we should pray to Tara. Since receiving that advice, every month on the 8th, which is Tara Day, okay, our international Kadampa community has been invited to join in with Manjushri Kadampa Meditation Center in an online global 24-hour Tara chanting, international Tara chanting. How extraordinary. When we engage in 24-hour Tara chanting, we use these liberation from sorrow prayers, and we do them 6 times in 24 hours, so once every 4 hours. And in each session, we recite the homage to the 21 Taras 7 times. So if you've not yet had the opportunity to take part in this very special 24-hour Tara chanting, including the entire international Kadampa community, then I'm encouraging you, encouraging all of us, to take this opportunity. Some people are very fortunate. They have the opportunity to do all 6 sessions. Very powerful, you know. But even if we can't do all 6, we can join in whatever level we can, even doing 1 session or 2 sessions. When we all gather together like this, our prayers are very powerful, and then they are happening simultaneously all around the world, to praying to Aryatara, to help the people of this world at this time, to pacify sickness, poverty, misfortune, fighting, quarreling like this, and to cause holy Dharma, the soul medicine for all suffering and the source of all happiness, to flourish everywhere. Venerable Geshe-la said that engaging in these prayers, and we can say definitely especially many Kadampas joining together, is such a powerful method for pacifying our own and others' obstacles and for fulfilling our virtuous wishes. Okay, so we should try to join in these special 24-hour chantings whenever we can and on whatever level we are able.